The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh. Get in touch with the Beatbox Show. Beatboxmail@mail.com.
What up, what up, what up? We back. It's your man, DJ Avalanche. And by my side is my partner in crime,
Oh So Fresh.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. This right here is the Beatbox coming to you, baby, in Seattle. We do it hard and we do it every single weekend. Glad you could be with us. You know how we do this. Matter of fact, first things first, I want to make sure y'all know, check us out at thebeatboxshow.com, okay? That's how you can get a hold of us. And also, you can get a hold of us by email at...
That's beatboxmail@mail.com.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about things. We got a lot to get off into. We got some new music this week from Tyrese and Luda. That's a hot record called Too Easy. Something throwing you back a little bit with Aaliyah and DMX, because my man still hasn't figured out how to get back in one piece. And, of course, The Game, Lil Wayne, and Tyler, the Creator, got a crazy joint together called Martians vs. Goblins. We got it all coming up in just a minute.
Now, we know she's a freak, but now we got her on tape. You really want to know the details of this. Somebody, I'm not going to say who, but somebody has already dissed the throne, which seems like it's just the hip-hop foul right now. And rumors of Will and Jada splitting.
Say it ain't so!
What? I'll tell you if it's so or not later.
In the meantime, you know, you got the two brothers doing their thing that they do every single weekend. It's your man, DJ Avalanche, my partner, Oh So Fresh. What's good with your family?
Man, I just been practicing saying beatboxmail@mail.com because I want to make sure that I say that correct, because that is the first thing I say on every show.
Well, so, as long as you know.
I've been practicing.
As long as you ain't practicing the N-word. I'm just, you know, saying that seems to be the talk all these days.
Gucci Gucci Prada.
I guess so. Anyway, this right here is the Beatbox Show. We're about to get it in. I hope y'all ready to get it in with us. We got to kick things off this week with something brand new from my man Tyrese. He is back. Got a hot new album on the way, and he's topping things off right now with a new joint to man Ludacris. This joint is called Too Easy. Let's go.
Swag Central. See, what we have here is the open invitation to the first day of the rest of your life.
Just pulled up to the club in the McLaren, guys looking like, oh. We hopped out and the girls followed us as we escorted to the top floor. Got bottles in one hand, cash in the other. Stacks flying everywhere, need an umbrella. My black card's unlimited, keep on spending it, cause I got money to blow. After we leave this club, it's on, yeah, you already know. Got a lot of fly chicks trying to leave with me, so now I'm ready to go. I got so many, I need an extra car. Don't worry about drinks, baby, I bought the bar. Models everywhere, I don't need an entourage.
You know I do it big, but big, I hustle.
I swear I make it look too easy. Singing, pushing, it can be me. But now haters can't see me, cause I'm too hot for TV.
Fresh.
And if you dig it, don't believe me.
Fly.
Put it in your face like 3D.
Sweat.
Attitude is so greasy. I make it look too easy. You can't get what I get unless you got a passport. Cause my swag is so international. From Brazil all the way to Tokyo. I bet you haters thought I would never blow. Now I'm doing what bosses do. Calling out shots from the VIP, and all the chicks wanna roll with me, cause they know that. After we leave this club, it's on. Yeah, you already know. Got a lot of fly chicks trying to leave with me, so now I'm ready to go. I got so many, I need an extra car. Don't worry about drinks, baby, I bought the bar. Models anywhere, I don't need an entourage.
You know I do it big, but big, I hustle.
I swear I make it look too easy. Again, pushing, they can be me. Nah, haters can't see me. Cause I'm too hot for TV.
Fresh.
And if you dig it, don't believe me.
Don't believe me.
Put it in your face like 3D. Attitude is so greasy.
So greasy.
I make it look too easy.
Luda! I wake up and excellence. Good Lord. This the New Testament.
Amen.
It's one life to live for dead presidents. So being frank, don't insult my intelligence.
Oh.
Get it? Meaning money, I'ma get it. You loan it, don't ever own it and rent it. You just a tenant. Forget it, I'm in the Guinness like Dennis. I'm just a menace to society. Luda will pop eyes for the spinach.
Woo.
And yeah, I'm on that lyrical tip. Plus the coupe's all white, it's a miracle whip.
Ha.
Then I'm in between the sheets. Say I'm flipping the script with two bad foreign women. Dual citizenship.
After we leave this club, it's on, yeah, you already know. Got a lot of fly chicks trying to leave with me, so now
drinks, baby, I bought the bar. Models anywhere, I don't need an entourage.
You know I do it big for big, I hustle.
I swear I make it look too easy. Take it, pushing, they can beat me. But now haters can't see me, cause I'm too hot for TV.
Fresh.
If you take it, don't believe me.
Fly.
Put it in your face like 3D.
Sweat.
That attitude is so crazy.
You know I do it big, but big I hustle hard. You know I do it big, you know I do it big, you know I do it big, but big I hustle hard.
With DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh.
See, baby, it's summertime. And I wanna make you mine, yeah. Let your hair down, drop top. Cheers.
You're looking so amazing. I figured I would try my luck. My name is crazy, cause I'm already falling in love.
Girl, I know what I want when I see it, and
I know I saw you in my dreams.
I wanna get to know ya, come and let me show ya
what this could be.
Looking at you, tell me what I gotta do to make you my summertime love.
Summertime love.
Come and let me holler at you, baby, will you be my
summertime love. Now that we're acquainted, tell me a little more about you. Do you like vacations or with dinner and the movie? Do
I hope you like changes,
cause that's what I'm here to do. If you give me the chance, I can be the one for you. Strolling in the white sand, chilling on the beach. We ain't going nowhere but the penthouse suite. You can let down your hair, we're here for weeks. Baby, would you be my
summertime love?
And baby, would you be my
summertime love?
And baby, would you be my summertime love?
Yeah. Let your hair down, ride around, drop top. I know you love rap, but your heart I can rock. Them fools lying, they can't afford to take you around the world. I'ma be honest, you my queen, you a cover girl.
Summertime, summertime, summertime.
And that's why I wanna make you mine. Show you some new things, put you in the PRPs. And all I
summertime
want in return is for you to never leave.
Looking at you, tell me what I gotta do to make you mine. Summertime,
what I gotta do to make you mine.
New music right there from my man Ray Lavender featuring Lil Chucky. Well, you know Lil Chucky. He's all part of that whole damn Young Money family. And if you see him and you hear him, he's looking and sounding a lot like Wayne these days, man. It's crazy. I mean,
you got Wayne on the brain.
I guess. I don't know.
He is a very influential artist.
Apparently to this cat. Anyway, that joint was called Summer Love, in case you missed that.
It looks like he influenced the OG about going to jail.
Wow. I don't know if he influenced him, but I will say this. I want to celebrate. This is a celebration. It's a celebration. Right now, I got to shout out my man, Scarface, the legendary Scarface, just been released from prison. Scarface been locked down since October of 2010 because of back child support with four different mothers, three of them out of Texas, one out of Missouri, and my man finally got out, man. I don't know how he could be locked down for so long. How come nobody came to the rescue and helped him out? They want to go help out cats like DMX and Lil Boozy, cats that are just ignorant and is always going to jail over nothing. Scarface is a man about business and done helped a lot of people. We wouldn't have Ludacris right now. Speaking of which,
but you ain't a man about business if you in jail over child support.
Man, sometimes
I mean, your next album should be called "I'm Not a Role Model."
Hey, people got situations. All right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying people got situations.
I'm saying when you make that much money, maybe you should learn how to manage it.
Speaking of managing,
or use a contraceptive.
Well, speaking of management and bad things been happening. Okay, your girl Fox Boogie, Foxy Brown. She done had enough issues of her own. Apparently, her brother done caught the bug now, too. The dude he got locked up. He's going to do 2 years for credit card fraud. Really? Is it really that bad around the Brown House?
We going to swear off Fox Boogie because she really don't got no product.
Man, hey, this double album supposed to be coming out. The first joint they sent us was horrible. Not horrible. Horrible. That's how bad it was. It was pronounced horrible. It was bad. Black you Roses mean, as a double album, please. Just don't. We don't even need it.
You mean like horrible, like if you put Jason and Freddie in Hot Tub Time Machine?
I'm talking horrible as in, wow. I need to think of something that horrible. It was that bad.
You know, that's pretty bad.
Speaking of some horrible things, your girl Rihanna supposedly got a sex tape with J. Cole.
How's that horrible?
I just don't know if I want to see her.
If you blind, it's horrible because you can't see it going down.
Okay.
I go hard.
I'm not so sure. I really want to see
on the roof, boy,
that situation.
Well, a little S&M.
But check this out. Apparently, Hustler magazine says it's true, even though she tried to blast those as just rumors. Hustler magazine says not only is it true, but we got the tape.
Is she really ever gonna redo that Adina Howard song? Because that would just fit
that
her
would
well.
Really fit real well.
Oh man,
I'm just saying. And speaking of other things, I will say on a good note for you, girl, Miss Rihanna, she inked a deal with Barbados too.
What else comes out of Barbados?
Just Rihanna.
Bananas.
Rihanna.
There we go.
Do they even have? I think spiders. Maybe that's about it. But other than that, I don't know about the bananas. I'm sure the spiders do.
Well, I ain't cool with spiders. I'm only halfway cool with her.
I'm just saying.
But she has a sex tape.
She got a sex tape.
Get your torrents ready.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So next up, we got to talk about your man, Nelly. Something positive in the way of all the things that's happened with him. You know, he's had a lot of things happen. He lost his sister. Money's been going out the door like crazy. They talk about he's struggling, losing his house. One of the good things is he did lose his restaurant called The Skybox. But he turned that space into a spot that's now a recording studio. That's for a school there in Missouri. That's part of the Missouri Department of Education. So shout out to my man, Nelly. The studio is called Xtreme. Cats can go in and learn how to record, be an engineer, do whatever, whatever. Shout out to my man.
And you can learn grill maintenance.
Wow. Grill maintenance. That might be something he might want to start working on because right now the Hit Factory for him has been shut down. I'm sorry, my man Nelly ain't been getting hits lately. I'm just keeping it 100 with you right now. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, just a dream.
Exactly. A new hit record is just a dream these days, my brother.
Wow. All
right. Speaking of hit records, let's get off into the mixtape joint of the week. I got something new for you, man. This right here is real hot from a couple of cats called The Boys Next Door. They're going to be sending us a drop, too, real quick. We'll be getting that real soon.
Well, shout out to them for supporting the cause.
For sure. They recognize real. You understand? That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get off this record. It's called I Can Make You Famous. You're checking it out on the Beatbox Show.
I can make you famous. Yeah. I can make you famous. Yeah. You've been small time and darling. I can make you major. I can make you famous. Yeah. I can make you famous. Yeah. You've been small time and darling. I can make you major. I can make you famous. Yeah. I can make you famous. Yeah. You've been small time and darling. I can make you major. I can make you famous. Yeah. I can make you famous. Yeah. You've been small time and darling. I can make you major.
Won't you let me take you from that same old day to day? Put a little greatness in your life. Straight through the front door, you ain't gotta pay. See, I know that I'm the one you need to boost your social status. Got them taking pictures, paparazzi flying in from Cali. I don't keep a gang face on. You won't get caught in the same thing, baby, that's the main thing. I can make a chain, ain't strong. Diamonds over diamonds, girlfriend like Nike on. Famous like Madonna, Angelina, Jolie, Pitt. When you hit the scene with King, it mean you know that you the smell it.
I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major. I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major.
Lights, cameras, action, baby, I can make you famous, lady. No, not like Amber Rose, I'm talking like Whoopi Gold. Bird, yeah, that's my word, I'm highly referred. I splurge, oh, so you heard, I'm flyer than Hummingbird. Hold up, I can change your life like you too. Yeah, overnight I roll up in something very new, and it's black and white. They say that girl and came up. First name, famous, last name, aimer.
I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major. I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major.
Yeah, baby, I can put a little bit of me in you, yeah. Sit back, just think it through. All right. I can make you famous, be with me and you will be improved. You can bet that, don't sweat that, put you in the sky so fly like a jetpack. Yeah, I meant that when I said that, sit back and I'ma give it to you now, no setback. Black guy when I ride by, yeah, stacking it in the game, Wi-Fi. No time for the old you, bye-bye, because I'm about to get it popping like a drive-by. You say you bored and you just tired of all the ordinary. Well, come with me and I can make your life extraordinary.
Hey, boss, show that I can make you famous. G6s when I'm flying, and Billy Cooks when I'm landing. Need a place to lay your head, I got a fortress for mansion. 12 bedrooms, and I'm still looking at expanding. I'm a big kid riding on big wheels. Candy paint on the beauty with the chrome grill. Condos in Atlanta every day, like I'm standing when you roll with a star, baby, she's real. I can make you famous, easy. Move up like George and Weezy. Gotta be a bad chick, and I like my. When it comes to that, don't tease me.
I can make you famous, I can make you famous. You been small time and darling, I can make you major. I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major. I can make you famous, yeah. I can make you famous, yeah. You been small time and darling, I can make you major.
The Beatbox Show with DJ Avalanche and Oh So Fresh. Get in touch.
Get a free
pop,
shot.
We turn it busy, out. Live good, get down and dirty. I fill them out like surveys. 1, 4, 3, I know wordplay. We sexing like our birthday. When I say straws, dropping draws. They hating, I made another hit for the radio station. To all the freaking ladies, I'll make all your dreams come true. Sexing like we wanted, what it do? Touch her while I pop bottles, it warm her up for me. It just takes two to tango, but I'm preferring three.
Pop, 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 The Beatbox Show.
Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs? Do you really know what a dog needs? Dog needs a dog needs a
come on.
Not just any but a real that's gonna hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing a cat to out on a tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a there, put my there. Do I handle my business? Yeah, I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, we gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the street. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, if it's out there, I want it. All at one time, so when it's my time, I've done it.
You kill for me, you die for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I deserve it sometimes, too, baby. I can't help to think you might not make it home to eat. I barely sleep. Would you pick up a phone and call me at home and let me know you ain't in some heat? And don't go crying, you're grown. You know I'm looking out for you, cause you be looking out for me.
Yo, you can go.
A salute from my girl Aaliyah featuring DMX, Back in One Piece. Big record back in the day, man. That was hot. You know, we had to do that because a couple weeks ago, that was one of our throwbacks by Aaliyah, because this is the month that she passed in, and just kind of as a salute, we've been throwing in some Aaliyah songs. So shout out to the lovely Miss Aaliyah.
She knew you were jamming to it when it came on.
Man, you know what? She was one of my favorite artists, man, period. I had all the albums. I love what she did. She was off the chain. It would be amazing to see what she'd be doing these days. But you know, your man Genuine says if she were alive today, he predicts that her and Beyonce would be neck and neck.
You think so? Statement.
I don't know. They were in two totally different categories, but she had a certain appeal.
She had a great, I mean, I think she had a great appeal. I think she was more, she was ready to take over more Mary J. Blige's spot of the queen of R&B soul. I mean, even though she did have crossover appeal, there's just something so big about Beyonce. Just right out the gate.
It really was. But you know what, though? Growth is an amazing thing. It's kind of hard to say what would have happened. And if you look back at what Aaliyah started with, and then you look at the song she died over, you know? I mean, when she was shooting that video, it was a whole different vibe. She's going for something that had a little bit more of a, I don't want to say Caribbean flavor, but it had a real nice crossover.
That's what
style,
I was saying with, you know? With that last album. She was real soulful in comparison to, because she came out and she was very crossover.
Oh, man.
There, you know, back and forth, man. That was a big MTV Jams hit.
Man, that was a good, man, taking you back a minute, you know? And anyway, so shout out to Aaliyah. Rest in peace. We will forever miss you. Been 10 years, and, you know, there'll never be anyone to replace her. Getting on to something a little bit lighter, let's talk about Snoop, Dre, The Game, and all them. Finally, we got a release on the Red album. Have you heard it yet?
No.
Okay, there you go. That shows how exciting it really is. Well, I will say this.
Who's the album by?
Wow. All righty. Well, I tell you what. On that note, Dre has passed the torch.
Done nothing.
Exactly.
Made money off headphones. Lied about an album. He lied about an album just so he could promote the headphones. Oh, let's just get keep it 100 here.
Hey, it must have worked, because you know they made that 600 mil. Well, of course it was 300 mil. But
you see that fool? You see that fool in the interviews, and it's like, oh yeah, what about the album? Yeah, but I got these headphones.
He like, we ain't on that right now.
We spend thousands to produce songs, and you listen to them on 99 cent headphones. You should buy these Dre specials.
Hey, and you know what? I ain't gonna put them on blast, but them sold by Ludacris, the same pair of headphones. Keep it real. Anyway, so on to Dre. Dre, Snoop, and The Game happened to be at an album release party that Kendrick Lamar was doing. And they said that Kendrick Lamar was off the chain with his performance, and all three of them decided to pass the torch on to Kendrick Lamar. That's a big, big weight to carry on your shoulders. You know what I'm saying?
But which one of them was holding the torch?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well,
who was holding?
Here's what I will say. If there's anybody to pass the torch, Dre and Snoop would be more likely. Game kind of just, I mean, have you heard some of the stuff that the brothers put out lately? It really ain't that strong. I mean, this is the same dude that was on Twitter begging to get back in G-Unit because it was so bad.
After he cried, I was good.
Exactly.
After he left Dre and then still, I mean, if you didn't mention N.W.A. and Dre in every song, I might have something to look forward to. Surprise me.
Well,
can you mention?
He was surprised if he just didn't diss Jay-Z every damn album.
Can you mention like Stessa Sonic or something?
Somebody else. I mean, I'm just saying. And you know what's funny about that is that he says that after his deal is done with the whole Aftermath situation, he gonna go over and join Cash Money. Really? So you can join the FJZ campaign right now? Wow, that's all I can really say to that. Anyway, that's gonna keep things moving. We didn't gave him enough time.
Oh yeah, DMX got arrested.
Anyway, next,
about as relevant as Foxy.
Yeah, exactly.
But he'll be back in one piece.
Nice tie-in. I like that. All right, we're going to get off into this next joint, which is our R&B joint of the week. It's my men's and them, Freddie Ricky. Speaking of somebody who hadn't really been around in a while, but I guess they needed this record right here. This was the joint back in the day. They doing a remake on Pretty Brown Eyes. It is hot to death. You're checking it out on the Beatbox Show, baby.
Pretty Ricky.
Music Royale Productions.
Pretty brown eyes, you know I see you. Way across the room, looking at me. Mind, you know I want to sex you right here on the floor. So let your body do the talking and walking for you. Give it a chance, girl, to find romance. And if you want this fantasy with me to come true, make it official and spend the night.
I'll pray.
without the Kama Sutra. It must be fun for fools. Now, tell me right now, are you coming back to my place? If so, maybe I'll go down. Oh, yeah. So let your body do the talking and walking for you. Give it a chance, girl. You'll find romance. And if you want this fantasy with me to come true, make it official.
Oh, was dreaming. Now you got me believing, got me believing that you were receiving my heart and my reason. The love is always the season. The birds and the bees and the flowers and trees, and they're never deceiving. For you're just I'm pleading, and my feelings are leading me to be needing you and all your proceedings. I never leave you grieving. No, 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 I never leave you grieving. Please believe me, please believe me.
Holding up, trying to make a way,
trying to make a dollar way,
trying to get paid.
Mama said when you're old enough,
do your best to do your own.
Holding up,
sometimes life is
cold and rough,
trying to get a dollar man,
trying to get paid.
You just have to be
bold enough,
do your best to do your own.
Holding up.
With a joint right there from the man Rich Medina. That record is called Holding Up. Now, for those people that don't know about Rich Medina, if you didn't get a chance to check out the show Master of the Mix, he was a tall, light-skinned brother that did a little African mixing and all the stuff. And he dressed people up in the African wear. He's straight out of Philly, one of the most notorious DJs out of Philly. That's off his mixtape right there. Hot joint right there.
Rich Medina's nice with it. I like the production he did on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to DJ Wicked representing Portland
No doubt. Big ups to Wicked for getting it in right there. And shout out to Rich Medina holding it down, doing big things. All right, now let's talk about hip hop since we that's what we do. We got to talk about your girls on the hip hop wives list. They had everybody on there, man. They had, first off, they had Mr. Calvin Broaddus' wife, Shante. For those of y'all that don't know, Calvin Broaddus, that's your man Snoop Dogg. She got her own situation called Boss Lady Entertainment. She manages him and several other people. She's doing it real big. It's amazing how many things this sister's doing and she's holding it down. They had, if for those of y'all that watch Tiny and Toya, well, Toya has her own show by herself now. Toya is the mother of one of Wayne's kids, his oldest child. She's holding it down. She's got her own situation right now. She just married Memp Hitch. They working on some things together, so they talked about her being in there. Jazzy Jeff's wife was in there. There's quite a few people in hip-hop. Their wives were on this list. It was pretty dope. So one of the things I wanted to bring up about this list of all the wives that have their own hustles is Simone Smith, LL Cool J's wife. Man, she has really been going through it. I didn't even realize, but she had been battling cancer to the point where she couldn't walk for 2 years. She's back now. She's doing her thing. She's got her business off and jumping. So that's just in itself.
Well, you know that's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Simone is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he kind of gets it in.
Wow. He another one got kids all over the damn place.
Hey, hip-hop was a hip-hop was a good thing back in the day.
So basically, what you tell me is that him and Tupac was about to be brother-in-laws, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That would have been kind of great. For those of y'all that don't know, Pac was about to marry Quincy Jones, one of Quincy Jones' daughters, right before he was murdered. That was kind of crazy.
The one on The Office?
I don't know if it's the one on
The Office. How many damn daughters he got?
That's what I just said, man. I don't know. Hey, yo, old boy, he was going to have the perfect son-in-law. I get around. I'm just saying. Cuban, I mean, he a hustler. You know, shout out to Q, Seattle represent, you understand?
Yeah.
Now, talking about people representing and bed hopping and things, man, there's been a lot of talk about Will and Jada. What's really good with that? I mean, I can't really say that there's any truth to it. I mean, I think what it is, you know.
Who can? Nobody was there.
Nobody was there. But, you know, the truth of the matter is people make stuff up. Like, you always hear somebody saying, oh, so-and-so just died in a car crash. Come on now. You know that ain't happened.
Well, how's her show doing in the ratings?
Well, I'm going to tell you how her show's doing in the ratings. Her show's doing all right in the ratings, and it happened to be that her and Mark Anthony were on the show together filming this thing, and I think people took it outside of that. You know what I mean? They've been working together on the show. The romance heated up, and now people are trying to, you know, say that that situation's happening outside of the show. Mark Anthony and J-Lo are not only really good friends of Will and Jada, but these two are actually, you know, they're business.
Don't tell me they're godparents to somebody.
No, they're business partners together. You know, they bought into the teams and stuff together down there in Miami, and they doing a lot of things. There's a lot of money floating around out there. And that show Hawthorne that Jada and Will actually produce, they said that thing is put together very, very well. I mean, the production staff and everything is really off the hook on that. So, you know, that's real close friends right there. They're just, you know, ignorance. So we're going to go ahead and just squash that up real quick. Speaking of some...
Then why do we continue to push that lie forward?
I just wanted to make sure to go ahead and throw it out there because everybody keep talking about it. And they done came on camera and said, look, we good. Leave us alone. I don't keep it pushing. So shout out to Will and Jada for holding it down and giving good representation for hip-hop when they say that it can't be done. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get off of this next record. It's the new heat of the week. It's the game featuring Lil Wayne and Tyler, the creator of this record right here. It's called Martian vs. Goblins. This record is a problem. I hope y'all ready for it. You know how we do it right here, boys. Beatbox show, baby. Let's go.
Mars. Game, kill them all, Odd Future Wolf Gang. Kidnap a vampire and drain all his veins. Wolf Grey Jordans uses intestines for the strings. Snatch up Rihanna and throw in front of a train. And sniff a unemployment line of. Tie Lil B up to a full tank of propane. Swag, now watch him cook. And just stand there and look. Have a bonfire with old Harry Potter books. Martians versus goblins, goons versus the crooks. And since me and Toon had Viacom shook, I should've got a real ass pirate to do the hook. Maybe Jack Sparrow, maybe Peter Pan's nemesis. My power limitless, like Bronco on Sega Genesis. Superhero, mad that Marvel overlooked me, cause Spider-Man and Hulk
straight.
Demo. Mars. Yeah. I'm on Mars. Yeah, I'm a Martian. Yeah, I'm a Martian.
We are not the same. I am a Martian.
A year ago, I was poor somewhat. Now my future's brighter than Christopher's new haircut. Bruno Mars is still sucking bell butts in the same closet that Tyler Perry gets clothes from. I suck. Where the ring pops, you got a better chance of getting a copy of Detox. Wolf Gang, we rock, rock, and that was expected like Jason whenever he name drops.
Tyler,
Jesus, Teresa, this gang got Wolf Haley for this feature. My team is running like we have full cleat Adidas. Getting chased by the police is on a full bred cheetah. Bishop Eddie caught me trying to escape. Bag full of Dragon and Nicki Minaj mixtape. Dragging all you to the back of the log cabin. Fall back like LeBron's hairline against the Mavericks.
Mars.
He lost.
Gum. Yeah. Come on.
Mars.
Crystal.
Gum.
Yeah.
Come on. Mars.
Yeah.
Gum.
Yeah, no. Mars.
Gum.
We are not the same. I am a Mars.
Chuck.
I do, cause Lil Tunchi always bless me. He killed me on my own track, so what? Not you. I spit like I had kids with Erykah Badu. I f***ed her on the day of that naked video shoot. I was sucking them like it was wonton soup. Then I LeBron mom and Bron Bron's cool. With Delonte West tape and we had bonbons too. And Cleveland cheerleaders, they had pom-poms too. So I smacked them wearing Bishop Don Juan suit.
Where was Snoop?
I don't know, probably doing what the f*** do. But when I'm with my uncle, then I'm a f*** too. And I will Weezy Jones and you. Now I'm the dog father walking with a shih tzu. Mad that DC Comics overlook me, cause Captain America's
true.
Mars.
Gum.
Yeah. Come on.
Mars.
Mr.
Gum.
Yeah.
Fresh, your source for hip-hop news reviews.
Something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm gonna fall. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black cars. Black on black, black bras. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Yeah, who gon' stop me? No brakes, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, but got 8 charms.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they bitch made. Ixnay off my Ixnay, that's pig Latin, itch bay. Who gon' stop me, huh? Last night ain't go so well. Got kicked up at the hotel. Got a little freaky like Marvin now, but yes, tell how a co-sell. You just a commentator if you getting paper. Everybody I know from the hood got common haters. In some relations, you just supposed to say none. Heard she fucked with the doorman, well that's cool, I fucked the waitress. Heard Yeezy was racist, well I guess it's someone basis. I only like green faces.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'ma fall. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black cars. Black on black, black bras. Whole lot of money in the black. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Y'all weed purple, my money purple. Y'all Steve Urkel, I'm open circle. Yeah. I wrote the verse and yeah. I hope I heard you.
Stop. Who gonna stop me, huh? Beat the odds, beat the fast. It wouldn't be wise, bet against the cat. Stop me, bro, I better get rich. Night shift, 6 to 6, give me one shot, one pot. I show up in all white, wearing no socks. No ceiling, new coupe. They know I'm a dope boy, they don't have no proof. I'm 3 steps removed, I know how to move. It's looking like I don't know how to lose. I'm winning again, I'm at the win. I'm at the table, I'm gambling. Lucky lefty, I expect a 7. I went through hell, I'm expecting heaven. I'm old, so I'm dull. And I stuck to the G code. I'm here, oh yeah, I promise I ain't going nowhere. Okay, here, like a hair, like a rabbit, I like carrots. I'm allergic to having bunny ears. Like broke, like nope, like huh, I ain't no joke. I can't be stopped, like nope, like nope. Still a beat, no. 2 seats in the 911, no limit on the black car. Told y'all I was gonna go ham, to the ocean with my backyard. No lies in my verses, hey, please pardon all the curses. Hey, dick gotta come in some way. When you're growing up worthless, middle finger to my old life. Special shout out to my old hand. If it wasn't for your advice, nigga would've been so dead. I'm living life till niggas kill me. Turn this up if you niggas feel me. I'm riding dirty trying to get filthy. Pablo, Picasso, Rocco's, real keys. Graduated to the MoMA, and I did all of this without a diploma. Graduated from the Kona. Y'all can pray me for a motherfucking fool if you wanna. Street smart and I'm book smart. Could've been a chemist cause I cook smart. Only thing that stop me is me. Hey, and I'ma stop when the hook start. Hold up.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'ma fucking fall. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black cars, black cars. Black on black, black bras. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Jay-Z, Kanye, who gonna stop me? Of course, you know, Game and all those cats back a little bit earlier. Now, check this out. Speaking of the Game, Lil Wayne, and the whole nine, the Carter 4 has officially been leaked. Now, it was supposed to be released on, I think they said, the 29th or something like that. It has officially been leaked. The entire, not just the regular version, the deluxe.
Deluxe.
Yeah. They went out big dog style. They got it all. Now, here's the thing about it. Your man Lil Wayne was talking greasy before he went in, or after he came out of jail. He said that he recorded most of the Carter 4 beforehand. Do you think he probably did the same thing they did with Beyonce's album? He leaked his own album just because it might not actually be what he wanted. He's going to put more product together. Because you know what I'm saying? If you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of people waiting on the...
He's been out of jail a while.
He's been out of jail for a while. But it's smarter to go ahead and throw out a diversion. You know what I mean? You can throw out something that'll throw everybody
off. You mean
off.
Like that rock album?
Yeah. Whoa. Now, that wasn't a diversion. That was a collision. That was a diversion.
That was a great way to divert fans from buying your album.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to divert your whole career. I mean, wow. Derailment is not diversion. Derailment. That was a disaster. And then he's going to have the nerve to come out with a clothing line and go name it after the rock album? Let's see here. Doesn't that spell biggest failure? So your clothing line ain't planning on lasting long either, huh? I'm just keeping it real. Just keeping it real, brother. Anyway, y'all are checking out The Beatbox Show. I want y'all to go to the website, thebeatboxshow.com. Stay up on us. I've been gone for a little bit. My man's been gone for a little bit. We back now. We about to get it in.
Hold on. What about the disc?
Well, we're going to get on that. I'm just going to talk about it. Is it really relevant? I'm hearing a lot of it, but really, they throwing stones at the throne.
Lil Wayne disses Jay-Z, and you going to ask if it's relevant?
Man, look, I'm just saying, every week between him and the game, they always want to diss Jay. You're not going to take his spot. It ain't going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. They can try all they want to. Okay, so what we're talking about right now is on the Carter 4. Track 14, supposedly, is a track called It's Good. Played it a little bit earlier, you know, before we got onto the show. Heard it. He made some references to something that Jay-Z made references about involving Baby. Talking about, you know, having Jay-Z said in one of his lines, you know, you got baby money, blah, blah, blah. He went on with a couple different things. And Wayne fired back on this new track called It's Good. So whatever. I mean, the lines were okay. It wasn't really that hot. And Wayne himself said that he doesn't even expect Jay-Z to retaliate. He's probably not. You know, again, you're throwing stones at the throne, and really, Wayne's been doing a lot of hot things lately. You know, I mean, he's been doing his thing since he was a young kid, and he deserves a lot of respect, but at the same time, he still just hasn't gotten it all figured out yet. Jay ain't gonna entertain it. It ain't gonna happen. And him and Game both. And now Game's looking at joining the whole camp. I'm just tired of hearing all this Jay-Z dissing. Handle your business. There you go. There you go. So, that's my thoughts on it. Both of them, quite frankly, they keep spending their time focused on Jay. They can't be focused on making hits.
You know, I hope the Carter 4 is good because Watch the Throne is phenomenal.
It's on some other level.
That is.
It's on some other
level. Hey, I don't come on here and jock albums. I've been bumping that, man.
It's on some other level stuff, man. These cats went in, they went to work. But you know what, though? The next big thing is instead of Wayne sitting there dissing him straight out and out, why don't he put together something with Drake like they've been talking about, this other super group? Let's get it in and see what happens. I mean, they done made some big signings over there, Young Money. They got T-Pain over there. So you got a good producer. You know what I'm saying? You got some other good cats over there that you working with.
I ain't worried about product. Really, I ain't worried about Wayne dissing nobody. I'd be, because of his creativity, except for he's not that passionate, but it'd be more Drake.
He's ADD. He can't keep a single thought for more than 60 seconds.
Who, Wayne?
Yeah.
I mean, Drake could put together a solid diss.
And go in.
And really go in, yeah. In.
That's the reason why Wayne has not written down stuff. He can't hold a thought process that long. You don't believe me? Check out the article. He got the articles out in XXL Magazine. He talks about it. And he says, basically, hey, I just have a hard time staying focused. I'm all over the place.
And okay. I don't have a hard time believing that he just walks into a studio, raps, and it says, play it back. And that's a record.
That's how it comes out. That's what he says. I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's working for him now, but we're going to see how long that lasts. You know?
I don't have any platinum plaques on my wall, so obviously if that's working for you, put out a book. So I can learn how to do it.
All right, look here. We took up enough time. Look here. We want to make sure that you get in contact with us. Make sure to visit the website, thebeatboxshow.com. Bruh, can you give them the email address?
It's beatboxmail@mail.com. I practiced that.
I know you did. And I'm practicing too. Beatboxmail@mail.com. Don't forget to stop by. Check us out. Holla at us. And if you're on Google Plus, get at us. You know what I'm saying? Step on up into the new
plus
age,
it up.
New millennium. I'm saying, all right, look here, it's been fun. We got to shout out our station 88.9 and 94.5.
The Beatbox
Show, there it is. Hot jams, baby. Hot jams. Yeah, we about this joint. All right, until next time, You know what it is.
But what are we going out on?
Oh, do I have to pick a record?
You already picked a record.
I did, huh?
Man, why are you taking my professional sounding broadcast into some, hey,
Because I'm bad. We going out with LL Cool J,
I mean,
lady.
If we talk about dissing, I'm bad.
Yeah. Man. That's legendary right there.
My head is like a shark spin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We going in. All right, check it out. We up out of here. We end up playing around. We going out with LL Cool J. I'm bad. Till next time.
Peace.
His face in the sand, not the last mafioso, I'm a MC cop, make it say go LL and do the wop. If you think you cannot ride me, yeah boy I bet, cause I ain't met a motherfucker who can do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, my rhymes are good, I got a gold name plate that says I wish you would. And when battle begin then, I gotta join in, and before my rhyme is over, you know I'ma win. Cool J has arrived, so you better make way, ask anybody in the crowd, they say the kid don't play.
Give me that 40 talking. Yo, this is LL Cool J, and you'll never. Get in touch with the Beatbox Show. Beatboxmail@mail.com.